Kartik, 2010, Utan Ekadasi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Vrindavan Vihari Lala Ki Jai, Radha Rani Ki Jai, Giriraj Dharana Ki Jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. This is Kartik Uttan Ekadasi 2010. The glories of Uttan or Prabodhini Ekadasi are described in the Skand Purana by Narada Muni, hearing from Brahma. Oh, Munindra, please hear the glories of Uttan Ekadasi, which destroys all one's sinful reactions, increases one's piety, and awards liberation. Oh, best of the Brahmanas, the supremacy of the Ganga was intact as long as Uttan Ekadasi which occurs in the waxing moon in the month of October, November, and which burns all one's sins to ashes, did not manifest in this world. The influence of the oceans and lakes' pieties was matchless as long as Uttan Ekadasi did not manifest. The result of 1,000 horse sacrifices and 100 Rajasriya sacrifices can easily be obtained by observing this Ekadashi Ki. Jai. Narada said, my father, please tell me, what merit does one accrue by eating once a day, or by taking dinner in the evening, or by completely fasting? We have three choices. Brahma replied, if one eats only once a day, then all the sinful actions of his one life are destroyed. If he eats only dinner, then the sinful reactions of two lifetimes are destroyed. And by fasting completely, he can destroy the sinful reactions of seven lifetimes. So that's a good deal. It burns ashes, the gravest sins as big as Mandara Mountain. O lion among sages, Singha Muni. If a person accumulates any piety on this day of Ekadashi, then he obtains results equal to Sumeru Mountain. In the body of those who do not pray to the Lord, who are fallen from their vows, who are atheistic, who blaspheme the Vedas, who pollute religious scriptures, who enjoy another's wife, and who are foolish, the religious principles cannot remain. One should not indulge in sinful activities. He should engage in pious activities. If one is inclined towards pious activities, his religious principles are not destroyed. One who confidently follows the vow of Uttana Ekadashi, the sinful reactions of his 100 lifetimes are vanished. If one remains awake on Uttana Ekadashi, then his past, present, and future generations return to Vishnuloka. Vishnumukti ki jai. O Narad, a person who does not observe this Ekadashi in Kartik and doesn't worship Lord Vishnu has all his accumulated piety totally destroyed. O best of the Brahmanas, one should certainly worship Vishnu in Kartik. If one eats food cooked by himself in Kartik, he obtains the result of a Chandrayana Brat. If one engages in hearing and chanting the topics of Lord Vishnu in the month of Kartik, he attains the results of donating 100 cows. By regularly studying the Shastras, one achieves 1,000 sacrifices. One who hears the topics of the Lord and then gives dakshin to the speaker goes to the eternal abode of the Lord. Hari Bol. Narada Muni said, O Father, O Lord, please explain to me the process for observing this Ekadashi. Grandfather Pitamaha Brahma replied, O best of the twice born, one should rise early in the morning during Brahma Muhurta. After washing his mouth and taking a bath, he should worship Lord Keshav. Take a vow while chanting a mantra as follows. I will fast on the day of Ekadashi, and I will eat only on the day of Dwadasi. O Pundrikaksha Ochyuta, I surrender unto you. Please protect me. One should gradually observe the vow of Ekadashi with devotion. Gladly. One should gladly, not gradually. One should gladly. And at night, one should remain awake near Lord Vishnu. While remaining at night, one should hear and chant the transcendental qualities of the Lord. One should give up all greediness on the day of Ekadashi. Any pious person who follows these instructions attains the supreme destination. If one worships Lord Janardhan with kadam flowers, he does not go to Yamapuri. If one worships Lord Garuda Dwaj or Lord Vishnu with roses in the month of Kartik, he certainly gets liberation. If one worships with Bakul flowers and Ashok flowers, he becomes freed from lamentation for as long as the sun and the moon shine in the sky. If one worships the Lord with sami leaves, he escapes the punishment of Yamaraj. Well, I don't know what they are, so well, that's a problem. If one worships Lord Vishnu, who is the controller of the demigods, with champak flowers during the rainy season, he will not take birth again within the material world. If one offers yellow-colored Ketaki flowers to Lord Vishnu, then all his sinful reactions, accumulated for millions of lifetimes, are destroyed. If one offers red-colored, fragrant, 100-petaled lotus flowers to Lord Jagannath, Then he returns to the abode of the Lord known as Shweta Dweep. Of course, you can only find him at Shweta Dweep. You have to go to Shweta Dweep to find one. 100-petaled red lotus flower. A lotus flower. Fragrant. Red one. Oh, best of the Brahmanas, Narad, one should remain awake on the night of Ekadashi. Worship the Lord Vishnu on Dwadasi and complete his vow by feeding the Brahmanas. According to one's ability, if one worships his spiritual master and gives him charity, then the Supreme Lord becomes pleased with him. And so does the Guru. Uttane Ekadasi Vrata Ki Jai. Uttane Ekadasi, end of Kartik Vrata. By observing Nirjal Vrat and Jagran, one destroys the mental, physical, and vocal sins of 1,000 lives and attains liberation. All holy places reside in the person who observes the Uttane Ekadasi Vrat. One attains imperishable merit from any charity, austerity, or sacred baths performed on this day. By offering a row of ghee lamps before the deity, one goes to the spiritual world. One should offer the deity varieties of flowers and fruits, argya, camphor, kunkum, and argya water in a conch. By observing Jagran, one gives great pleasure to Sri Krishna and liberates 10,000 generations of his family. Past, present, and future, one obeys at sunrise, offers ghee lamp, and observes Jagran and worships Tulsi, attains liberation and attains his siddhadeha. One should pass the night singing, dancing, and playing musical instruments for the pleasure of the deity. One should offer Akhanda Deep and ghee lamp every 3 hours. Sandalwood pulp and water in a conch shell is argued to the deity. Oh, we'll have to do that. Offer artik, incense, ghee lamp, and water in conch shell. Offer fruits and give gifts to the deity and brahmanas. Oh. Worship the Supreme Lord joyously, with enthusiasm, and no laziness. Offer obeisances to the deities and circumambulate them. Recite Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna's Bali Leela. Read Srimad Bhagavatam, Gajendra Moksha, no rebirth. That's actually in any Jagran, it says, this is, if one reads about Krishna's Bali Leela, or specifically, yeah, Bali Leela, Gajendra Moksha is no rebirth. We've done that before. I read about Gajendra getting liberated. Now I know you've been waiting for this moment for many lifetimes. So now I will describe Bhisham Panchaka. Bhisham Panchaka is a special 5-day vrat starting on Uttane Ekadasi and ending on Kartik Purnima. The rarely attained pure devotional service to Sri Krishna is easily attained by following Bhisham Panchaka Vrat. By following Bhisham Panchaka Vrat in Vrindavan, one can fulfill all his desires and easily attain pure devotional service to Lord Sri Krishna. So now we would like to discuss a very serious matter which has been brought to our attention. A matter of grave importance has been brought to my attention, and I want to address all the assembled members here of the Mukti Club. You must have heard of Rotary Club. This is called the Mukti Club. And this is a Rotary Bond. They break the Rotary, break the samsara. So we're discussing this important matter that's come to my attention is the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. One of the most important things, of course, in japa is to stay awake and get sufficient sleep the night before. But this particular point here is called Mancharta Chintana, which you may recall is in a popular book that's been popularized in the Indian subcontinent now that it has appeared in the native language of Hindi. It's called Art of Chanting Hare Krishna. And this topic is discussed there, that it's not enough simply to chant Hare Krishna. But in the Mantrasara and also in the books of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and other places, it says that our chanting of the Maha Mantra mixed with a practice called Mantra Artha Chintana. Chintana means we should think about the meaning of the mantra, basically. Artha means the artha. Dharmart Kamoksha. What is the actual value of the mantra? What is the wealth of the mantra? What is the meaning of the mantra? The objective of the mantra. Mantra Art Chintana. Mantra Art Chintan. Contemplating the meaning of the mantra, meditating in a certain mood. So this one person was saying, as I chant the Maha Mantra, I meditate on decorating the Lord's divine form. So the strictest definition of Mantra Artha Chintana is to meditate on the particular meaning of the mantra given by the Guru. When the Guru gives the Maha Mantra, he may give a meaning for the disciples to meditate on. And generally, we have asked the disciples to meditate on those five prayers from Sanat Kumara Samhita. So we generally ask our Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, when he would initiate his disciples into the Maha Mantra, he said that, I will give you a mantra Artha Chintana. I will give you a conception which you should think about. It's the meaning of the mantra plus a mood. Both things are contained here. Art and Bhav. And that's the point, that when we chant, our chanting should be mixed with meaning and feeling. Meaning Artha and Bhava. This is a technique, and this is encouraged. Srila Prabhupada said, you chant the holy name, you mix your chanting of the Maha Mantra with art and bhav, with the meaning and with the bhav. What is the meaning that Prabhupada gave? What is the mantra art, the meaning, chintana? Oh, energy of the Lord, oh Mother Hara, please engage me in the service of Krishna. This is the basic meaning. Mantra, Artha, Chintana. So one's chanting, say, oh Radharani, oh Radharani, oh Mother Hara, oh Radhika, please, 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 please. I'm so foolish, I'm so lazy, so stupid, so ignorant, so proud. And I don't want to serve Krishna. Please engage me. Engage my body in Krishna's service, my senses, my heart, my mind, everything, please. Begging moment to moment for 2-3 hours while chanting. Begging for that seva bhav, that mood of seva, and that meaning of seva. Actually, there are a few other meanings that Prabhupada gave also. And then, along with giving the meaning, Prabhupada gave a bhav. He said, this is the mantra artha. When you chant Hare Krishna, you should meditate on this meaning. Because they asked Prabhupada, what does Hare Krishna Maha Mantra mean? He said, this is what it means, in his own words. He said, the meaning of the Hare Krishna. When Prabhupada said the meaning, the word meaning means mantra art. The meaning, what is the meaning of the mantra? Well, in Sanskrit, that term is mantra art. To value the meaning of the mantra. Chintana means to think. So I want you to think of the meaning of the mantra. So the meaning of the mantra is this. Oh, energy of the Lord, oh Radharani, please, oh Ladini Shakti, please engage me in the service of Krishna. Because now I'm engaged in the service of Maya. My body, my family, my friends, my relatives. So that's not Krishna's seva, that's Maya's seva. And I've been doing that for lifetimes. And then Krishna said, and this, oh, and what bhav should we have? Because we were telling here that mantra artha chintana includes two ideas. It includes meaning and mood. Mood and meaning. Mood means the bhav, the backing, the feelings, the sentiments behind your activities. Because as they say, when you're serving food, it's not what you do that counts, it's how you do it. It's the backing, it's the feelings. So one thing is bhav. Bhav means the feelings. So what bhav the Prabhupada gave? Prabhupada said we should chant the holy name helplessly. We should chant the holy name in a mood of helplessness. And dependence. And these are qualities of Sharanagati. Which means that we should chant the holy name with the bhav or the mood of Sharanagati. Oh Krishna, I am very weak, I'm very small, and I'm very helpless, so I need your protection. Rakshishyatiti Vishvaso. You're my raksha. Please protect me. Please come and save me. And maintain me. Goptritve varanandata. Please maintain me, because without your support, I will fall away. Without your protection, I will be defeated. Without your loving mercy, I cannot go forward. So all of these ideas, these bhavas and feelings are contained in this bhava meditation that Prabhupada gave us to go along with our chanting. Mantra artha chintana includes meaning, which I gave, and bhav, which Prabhupada gave in this sentence. One should chant the holy name of the Lord like the genuine crying of a baby for his mother. So this means helplessness. This means dependence. This means protection. Because a baby is helpless. He cries because he's in a helpless condition. He cannot help himself. He cannot feed himself. He cannot bathe himself. He cannot clean himself. He cannot dress himself. He cannot do anything. He just lies there. He can cry or sleep. Pee or poop. Eat, pee or poop, cry or sleep. That's about it. So Prabhupada said, this is the bhav. So we chant Hare Krishna. Well, I'm like a little baby. Oh Krishna, I'm like a little baby in this world. It's a very dangerous world and I'm just a little child in this big, big world and I'm a baby. Please help me, protect me. Jivana Talamala. My life force, my jiva is like a drop of water tilting on a waxy surface of a lotus leaf. Any minute I can just fall off that leaf into oblivion and take any type of birth in any type of species. So please protect me. I'm in a very helpless and precarious position. I have no power, I have no strength, I have no independence. One little microscopic germ, one little microscopic living entity that I can't even see, if it enters into my body, it can kill me. In a second. If someone gives me a drop of cyanide mixed in a glass of water, it's colorless, tasteless. Colorless and tasteless. It has no fragrance. You drink the water, haribo, good night. It's all over. One drop. Such danger is there. So when a child is somehow separated from his loving mother, in the shopping mall, and she leaves the cradle, or the, what do you call it, the perambulator somewhere, and she gets lost in a dress store and forgets about Junior, then he starts crying, oh, mommy, save me, mommy, save me, mommy, save me, help me, protect me. So this is the bhav. So we can ask ourselves, when I chant Hare Krishna, do I chant with mantra? Artha Chintana? Do I chant, do I mix my chanting with, am I deeply meditating on the meaning of the holy name? Am I offering and feeling, offering all these feelings and sentiments, and by mixing all these feelings and sentiments in the chanting of the holy name. And in most cases, the answer would be N-O. No. I am just trying to get the job done. It's a job. My boss gave me this job. I have to do it. I promise to do it. But that's not the intention. That's not mantra. That's babble. That's just, you know, akshar. Akshar means syllables. Ha, ha, ha. Re, re, re. Kr, kr, kri, kri, kri. Shna, shna, shna. Ra, ra, ra. Ma, ma, ma. That's not mantra artha chintana. So some reformation is required. Some improvement is required. When we get our japa report cards, when our teacher fills in our japa report cards and gives it to our mother, she'll write next to it, C minus. Then in her own handwriting she'll say, room for improvement, could be better. Room for improvement, could be better. He can do better, capable of doing more. So that applies to most all of us when it comes to chanting the holy name of Krishna. There's a lot of space, a lot of empty space when we chant Hare Krishna. Mental space and heart space. Empty mental space and empty heart space. Only ears are entertaining the tongue. The ears are giving audience to the tongue, and the tongue is dancing for the ear's pleasure. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. But the deep, the absorption and the sound vibration and the meaning of the vibration and the feeling of the vibration and the person of the vibration, the person in the vibration, the person of the vibration. The vibration is the person is the vibration. It's Krishna, Shabda, Shabda Brahman, transcendental sound. Krishna is the transcendental sound form. The form of transcendental sound is Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Contemplate the meaning of the mantra. Meditate in a certain mood. So these are nice reminders. So mostly when we would give the Maha Mantra to someone, repeat the Maha Mantra in someone's ear at initiation, we would say that these, I have many meanings collected here in this book, Art of Chanting. And this particular one was, I thought was quite appropriate for most of the students, and at least in the beginning stages. And that includes most all of us. I was very happy to know that my dear Guru Bhai Pujapad Srila Gopal Krishna Maharaj, he said that he likes these. He said, I liked very much. I meditate on these when I chant Hare Krishna. That's on page 127 of Art of Chanting. And these are adapted from Snat Kumara's Samhita. The Snat Kumara Samhita states that the recitation of the following five prayers quickly awards one the direct service of Radha and Krishna. That's certainly desirable. We all would like to attain the direct Sakshat Seva of Radha and Krishna. And there are many great acharyas and many great shastras which are offering such a benediction and boon to the sadhaka who follows the instructions therein given. In the Guru Vashtakam, our Mahajanacharya, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Vishnu Chakravarti Pad, He says that Srimad Guru Vashtakamaita Ruche Brahmahurti Patati Priyatna Yas Tena Vrindavana Natha Sakshat Se Vaivya Labhya Janasanta Eva. He says, Labhya Sakshat Seva. This is the Shruti Phal in the Guru Vashtakam, ninth prayer. Srimad Guru Vashtakam Etaruche Brahma Muhurti Patati. Anyone who recites this beautiful prayer to Sri Guru during loudly, Uche. Srimad, how was it? Sri Guru Vashtakam Etaruche. Loudly recites this beautiful prayer to Sri Guru during the Brahma Muhurt hour, then Vrindavana Nath Sakshat Seva Labhyate. He will attain the Sakshat Seva of the Lord of Vrindavan, Radhanath Sri Krishna, Vrindavanath Sri Krishna. This is the blessing of Vishwanath. There, and because everyone has so much faith in such a Mahajana as Vishwanath, every single Gaudiya Vaishnava, without fail, Nityananda Sampradaya, Advaita Sampradaya, Gadadhara Sampradaya, they all chant this prayer in the morning during Brahma Muhurta. You can hear also here that Shamsundar Mandir and Kartik, every morning about kind of early, even 4 o'clock or so, the one singer there, he sings the song in Sanskrit. Samsaradavan nalalira loka chanaya karanya ganaganatvam. So this same reward is given here in Sanat Kumara Samhita, that if anyone recites these following prayers, he attains Sakshat Seva, direct service of Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna Sakshat Seva, Vrindavanath Sakshat Seva Labhyate. So this, what are these five prayers that give such a powerful reward and such a wonderful boon? And the author states here, since the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is a yugal mantra, non-different from Radha and Krishna, one can also offer these prayers to the Maha Mantra. In this japa meditation technique, one should mentally repeat these prayers while simultaneously chanting japa. So these are the five prayers which constitute a very wonderful form of mantra artha chintana, and which also meets the two characteristics of mantra artha chintana, which include meaning and bhav, art and bhav. First one, O Radha and Krishna, please rescue me from the ocean of birth and death. Please save me from the problems of born of home, family, and friends. Please break to pieces the fears of your surrendered devotees. Number two, O Radha Krishna, today I place myself and everything I possess in this life or in the next at your lotus feet. O Radha and Krishna, I am an abode of all offenses. I have abandoned all spiritual duties. I have no shelter. O Radha Krishna, O my lords, please give me your shelter. O Master of Radha, Radhanath, I am yours. O Beloved of Lord Krishna, I am yours. I offer my thoughts, words, and deeds to both of you. You both are the goal of my life. O Radha Krishna, you are like two great oceans of mercy. Please be merciful to me. I take shelter of you and surrender unto you. Although I am a sinner and an offender, please engage me in your divine service. Sanat Kumara Samhita Ki Jai. So these are five very beautiful and profound prayers which take us from the point of Sharanagati and Krishna Sambandha right through Abhideya and all the way to Prayojana. where one engages in the divine eternal service of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. It's a very beautiful prayer. And this could constitute and should constitute the mantra artha chintana of the beginning devotees, the sadhakas of Nam Bhajan. It's quite appropriate to everyone's adhikar. Gauranga, 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 Hare Krishna. Of course, this was the last section here about this one entry here. It's called Yugal Mantra for Direct Service. This is a preliminary introduction to this whole idea of Snat Kumara Samhita, taking these prayers to Radha and Krishna and applying them to the Ma Mantra. And what is the basis of that idea? In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ramananda Roy states that the names of Radha and Krishna, Yugal Nam, or the Hare Krishna Mantra, Hare Krishna Mantra, are the topmost objects of worship. Upasya Ramadhyakon Upasya Pradhan Shreshta Upasya Yugal Radha Krishna Nam. Mahaprabhu asked, O Ramananda, among all worshipful objects, which is the chief? Pradhan means the main or the chief, Upasya. Ramananda replied, the chief worshipful object is the holy name of Radha and Krishna, the Hare Krishna Mantra. Madhyalila 8:256. In this regard, Snat Kumara Samhita states that the recitation of the following five prayers quickly awards one direct service to Radha and Krishna. And since the Hare Krishna Mantra is a Yuga mantra, non-different from Radha and Krishna, one can also offer these prayers. This is a preliminary. We'll read a sadhaka's prayer to Sri Nam Prabhu. This is a very nice prayer. And this prayer is by a sadhaka, a Nam sadhaka. And as we all engage in chanting the holy name as our principal means of bhajan, of worshipping Radha and Krishna, we may also compose our own prayer to Sri Nam Prabhu. So this is one prayer by the unknown sadhaka, the unknown soldier. O Sri Nam Prabhu, O adorable Lord of compassion, all glories to you, my dear Lord Krishna. Please give me inner strength to resist temptation. Please melt my false ego, which is harder than diamonds. Please help me to understand and always remember your blissful transcendental pastimes. Please engage my body, mind, and words in your service. O Krishna, may I always feel your presence in my heart, in my mind, in my life, and wherever I may go. O Giridhari, you are an ocean of mercy and love. Let my love for you become a roaring flame. Please fill my heart with purity, humility, joy, goodness, and sublime virtues. O Lord Shyam, please reveal your enchanting form to me. Please cleanse my mind of all evil thoughts and help me concentrate on your beautiful lotus feet. Please deliver me by illuminating my mind with the light of perfect knowledge. Please melt my stone-like heart and let it flow toward you alone. My sweet Lord Shyam, free me from the clutches of death, Allow me to look upon all living entities with equal vision. Free me from sin and impurity, O Madhav. Please give me strength to control my crazy mind. Grant me the desire and ability to serve you and all others. Please make my heart pure and my devotion to Guru strong. May I become a surrendered servant in your hands. O Krishna, you dwell in the hearts of everyone. You dispel ignorance and you are the all-merciful friend of all. Let me remember you always. You are my father, my mother, my friend, my lover, my relative, and my only wealth. You are everything to me. You are my maintainer, protector, advisor, master, source of strength, and my eternal guide. Let me be free from lust, anger, greed, envy, hatred, and pride. O Damodar, prepare me to be your sweet messenger on this earth. It's very nice. Prepare me to be your sweet messenger on this earth. Use me to radiate spiritual love, peace, and joy to the whole world. May I love others as I love myself. O Lord Hari, take me away from this world of birth and death. Let me drink the immortal nectar of your holy name. O Radharaman, please fill my heart with unflinching devotion to you. May my actions give you pleasure. May my words speak your message of divine love. O Krishna, please free me from hankering, lamenting, delusion, and weakness. Give me a balanced, pure mind and divine virtues such as patience, tolerance, mercy, humility, simplicity, purity, and courage. O all-powerful Lord Hari, please strengthen my determination to stick to the spiritual path. Empower me to follow the four regulative principles and help me to execute my daily sadhana with vigor and enthusiasm. Please forgive me for my past sins and help me overcome the obstacles on the path of devotion. O Shamsundar, you are my only support, refuge, and source of comfort. You are alone are the life of my life. Please teach me to be steadfast in my devotion to you. Establish me in purity, devotion, and truthfulness. O Krishna, I am nothing but yours. Please protect me and save me. Guide me and enlighten me. And accept me as your own. Shri Nam Prabhu Ki Jai.